Hello and welcome to this week's audio edition of Fourth Day Letters distributed by Broken Door Ministries. My name is Brian Pusateri, and this week's message is The Wolf and the Lamb. The Bible tells us that a day is coming when the wolf shall be a guest of the lamb. We live with the hope of peace on earth. What role do you and I have in bringing about peace? If we desire peace, we must be willing to say, "Let peace begin with me." Today, let's explore the meaning of that phrase. It is always easy to point out the problems in the world. Hatred, war, enmity, and resentment have been around since the dawn of mankind. Will it ever end? Where do we begin if we desire a world at peace? In a simple answer, we start with ourselves. In 1905, the London Daily News asked the great thinkers of that time this question: what is wrong with the world today? Of all of the answers submitted, only one is memorable. G.K. Chesterton wrote, "The answer to the question, what is wrong, is or should be, I am wrong." We should ask ourselves if that would be our answer too. If there is to be peace, then we all need to do our part to change the world. We need to make peace with those closest to us, those we encounter each day, but most importantly, we must strive to find a lasting inner peace. Are you in conflict with anyone? Are you at odds with somebody? Do you hold anger or resentment towards someone? Have you caused pain to somebody? Have you been unable to forgive someone? What about your inner peace? What things in life cause you stress and anxiety? What thoughts and struggles cause you agitation? What battles are being waged inside of you? Are you causing pain to yourself in some way? The Bible speaks of a level of peace that is hard to imagine. Isaiah 11, verses 1 to 10, tells us, "A time is coming when the wolf shall be a guest of the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid. The calf and the young lion shall browse together with a little child to guide them. The cow and the bear shall be neighbors, together their young shall rest. The lion shall eat hay like the ox. The baby shall play by the cobra's den, and the child shall lay his hand on the adder's lair. There shall be no harm or ruin on all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the Lord, as water covers the sea." Isaiah is prophesying both about the time of Jesus' birth and the time of his second coming. If we want to find peace that exceeds all understanding, then we must find it in a faith rooted solely in Jesus Christ. Without Jesus, the world will never be at peace. You and I have been tasked with being the hands and feet of Christ in the world today. Jesus wants to work in and through us to bring about this peace. Will we do our part? We must first begin to see ourselves, like Chesterton did, as being part of the problem. We must embark on a journey of self-discovery and correction. In prayer, we must ask God to reveal everything in us that is, one, not pleasing to Him, two, causing us anxiety and a lack of peace, and three, a source of inner conflict. Advent is an ideal time to do this inner reflection. It is impossible to be at peace with others around us if we are not at peace with ourselves. It is only after we begin, with the help of our Lord, to mend our inner conflicts that we can live at peace with those around us. Advent is also a time to reflect on the brevity of life and upon our impending death. It is a time to reflect upon eternity and our final judgment. Like a puff of smoke, we will be gone. If we knew that we only had a few weeks to live, what would we need to change in our lives? If we are to leave a peaceful impact before we depart this life, what relationships do we need to repair before we go? Tomorrow is not promised. Today is the day to make peace. Isaiah told us that Jesus would usher in peace. Now, during Advent, we need to invite Him into every aspect of our life, so when that day finally comes, when our life in this world is over, and when our final epitaph is written, we will have lived in such a way that it can say the following: "Here lies a true disciple of Jesus Christ, one who not only found a deep inner peace rooted in the Lord, but one who brought peace to everyone and every situation he or she encountered. This world is more at peace because," fill in your own name, "has lived a Christ-like life." If this is not what your epitaph would currently say, then make this Advent season a time of change so that on the day that you depart this life, it could be. Peace is not meant to exist only after the second coming. It is meant to exist now. Eternity has already begun. Eternity coexists with the present. God is calling each of us to be agents of peace in this world. In prayer, let's ask Jesus to transform us into peacemakers today. Now, will you please pray with me? Heavenly Father, help me to live my life in such a way that I may bring about peace to those around me. Help me to rid myself of anything that takes away from the peace you want the world to have. Help me to live a truly Christ-like life. Amen. I am Brian Pusateri. I invite you to visit me at BrokenDoorMinistries.com. There you can click the link to contact me. I love to hear from my listeners. You can also invite me to your church to put on a retreat, or you can purchase my new book, Blessed, Broken, and Scared. Please join me next week for the newest audio edition of Fourth Day Letters. Until next week, remember to be the door, no matter how broken you may be, through which others can enter to encounter Christ. May God's blessings be with you.